on back to Rosie on the House. Say again?
Sanderson's great people.
Well, I think so. I mean, we bought our first car there 28 years ago.
Second, third, fourth, fifth, on and on.
Yeah.
But hey, last weekend they took us on that Tom car ride with the media group. Was that ever fun? When do I get mine?
I haven't seen so many media people put together since the $1.99 all-you-could-eat Chinese buffet.
And dirty media people, man. We were covered in Sedona dust.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was a blast.
I've never seen you get so excited about, like, off-road running racing stuff.
It's because it's so comfortable, and you don't feel like you're at this huge risk. You're all buckled in, got that great cage on it, you know, it doesn't roll. You've proven that it doesn't roll. And you can just go flying over potholes and ruts, and the clearance is huge, independent suspension. I could be a salesman for Tom Carr.
You're down
Maybe
with
Matt
that.
Maybe Matt will hire me.
We put her behind the wheel. And
oh,
I
really?
It was impressive.
Yeah?
It was.
She'd do you proud, huh?
Yeah, she did me very proud.
We had to keep up. We were caravanning. You know, I didn't want to look like a wimp to the guys behind me.
Of course.
That was fun.
Yeah, that Tom car is an incredible little vehicle.
At the Crawfish Festival, I don't think I've ever seen a bigger smile on a man's face than it was on yours. I mean, you spent all afternoon taking people for a ride on that thing. That is an awesome piece of equipment.
It was. I drove till I literally was bleeding. My hands were bleeding. I had blisters all over my hands. Hey, we're here. We're Rosie on the House. We're a home improvement show. We got a little distracted here. That's the price you pay for listening to a live broadcast.
That's right.
You just may get a little extra like that kind of conversation. We are here to answer your questions. We have Eric on hold. We're going to get to him and let you know that we do have open lines. It's been busy all day long. All the lines have been filled. If you've tried calling and all you get is a busy signal, we've been through some callers. We have some open lines. We can take your questions now. 1-888-767-4348. Let's welcome Eric to the conversation, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Eric. How can we help you? And see, this is now we don't have Romy here, so now I'm pushing the wrong buttons. Okay, Eric. Now I've got you. I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay, no problem. So I have an entry door that goes into our laundry mudroom, and it's south facing. When they installed this door, they never installed it properly. It's not square. It's not plumb. So I'm looking at replacing the door frame and the door. But I'm curious to know when would be a good time and or temperature to replace that door for expansion and contraction because it is south-facing. And that's one of the problems with the current door is that it's just so inefficient and it fluctuates all throughout the year.
How long are you going to be in the home, Eric?
At least a few more years.
Yeah. Stan, I'm going to tell him go buy a metal frame and a metal door, south-facing, paint it once, and forget about it.
Exactly. Tinfoil. Okay. The only caveat I would put to that is possibly look into a fiberglass door. They're pretty durable as well. And, you know, if that door gets a lot of traffic, you know, the fiberglass doesn't scratch and dent as much as a metal door would, but either one of those, and as far as the time of year for the installation goes, Eric, it's not going to make any difference. That door is going to go through several cycles, regardless of the temperature that it's installed in. So if you do it now or if you do it in the summertime, it's really irrelevant as far as the performance of the door goes.
And here's the key. If it's metal, you're going to have much less expansion coefficient than if it's wood and getting wet. When we're installing doors, Eric, in the middle of the monsoon season, we allow for a little bit of an extra gap. We actually tighten our gaps up a little bit because we know that's the biggest the door is ever going to be. But the thing about a wood door you have to remember is it has six sides. And most painters and many remodeling contractors and builders forget the top and the bottom. Most open, porous, wood grain part of the entire door. And so those don't get sealed. Those are the areas that start swelling. And when they start swelling, it's the bottom of the door or the top of the door that instantly starts hitting against that strike jam. And at that point, you know the bottom and the top of this door are not sealed. I would tell you if there are, let's see, there's 3 million, there's 5 million people in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's about 3 million homes, the average of seven doors a house? So there's 21 million doors in Arizona. How many do you think are sealed on all six sides?
Three
of them?
Yeah. And they're not in my house. I'll tell you, Eric, a funny thing, you mentioned that. You know, I've had that problem in homes I've built where the doors, you know, swells up and the door manufacturer will come out, and they'll come out with an inspection mirror and slide it under the bottom of the door, and if the door's not painted on the bottom, they just walk away, say, sorry, see you later, bye, no warranty.
Yeah.
So it's important.
So, Eric, we answered your question, but I hope we addressed a problem for a lot of other people who are listening, because that is a very, very typical scenario of what we go out and try and fix. Stands running, Rosie, on the house remodeling. We're operating on kind of a small basis right now. We've opened a small company. We're operating primarily in Arcadia, Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, Cave Creek, mm-hmm. North Phoenix. We're limiting it to that area. We're doing a lot of handyman phone calls. We're doing a lot of small projects. We're not doing the big projects. We've got other companies we're going to refer you to for that. But, boy, getting out there and starting to see this stuff again, after not owning a remodeling company for as long as I've been out of it, this has been...
It's an eye-opener, huh?
I'm glad we opened the company back up.
I am, too. It's a kick.
I'm getting being brought back up to speed real quick, and I'm really enjoying it. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.